104 to 106. Cork's Red FM.
Bit disappointed. Well, I am disappointed, to be honest, that we, you know, that probably could have killed two long puck outs there. Maybe just could have killed them and, you know, slowed the thing down. Maybe a draw. You know, would have been probably a fair result there, maybe in the end. Saying that now, I thought we did okay in the first half, except Kilkenny executed all the scores. You know, the chance we presented them with a good few chances, really, and they really took them. They really hammered it home to us. You know, I mean, I felt maybe at half time, you know, that maybe we were 8 points down. I felt maybe four or five would have been a more true reflection of the first half. I didn't think we were wiped off the field, no. But we had maybe two or three players that just were off colour today, and I think Kilkenny had 15 fellas, really more. I think that was the difference in the first half. I think in the second half we had 15 guys. In the second half, really, really mortaring, you know.
What was the concession of the winning free for Kilkenny? What was that in your view? Was it a bit harsh?
Well, I'd say it was a free, you know, to be honest. I mean, yeah. You know, I think one of our players came across him, but I mean, at that stage, it's probably, you know, there should be enough players around the ball to just not to let a fella move. But you know, I think it was Richie Hogan was on the move, and our player came across him, and I suppose, look, 9 times out of 10 they're frees, and we couldn't, you know, you can't crib, really. Referee was on the spot.
You'd hope to learn a lesson. That guys would learn a lesson from that kind of a situation, though. When
I think we learned a lesson that, you know, 15 fellas need to play for the whole 75 minutes, and the lads know that themselves, and they know that. I mean, we've put in good performances there over the last year or two, but we've fallen short because we haven't kept the thing going, you know.
Yeah, you'll be disappointed this evening, obviously, Dennis, but in the coming days, maybe you'll look back and say today was a positive day.
Well, I suppose, I think the lads will take great encouragement out of how they performed out in the field. I know from leaving the dressing room that people might say that we're not in the shake-up, but you know, we haven't gone away, and we expect to be in the shake-up coming year end. You know? Red FM.